What a whirlwind of activity is today. So I recently, just recently got laid off Tuesday. My boss told me I was laid off, and that sucked. I didn't do anything wrong. I was performing admirably. I didn't say that word correctly. I don't think it didn't come out right. But nonetheless, point is that I lost my job basically. I was offered severance, and it's 7 weeks of severance, and I have to sign something. And so I have my father took it to a lawyer to look at, just to double check it. And so I'm still waiting on response to that. There's some complexity to this. So there's obviously conditions applied to get severance, and I don't need to detail those bits, so I won't. But so I could potentially have an interruption, or I might not sign it at all and never have the severance again. So I started the process of reaching out to a handful of recruiters. I submitted my thing to one website, and I don't know if that really yielded any real return, but there is occasionally, since I have been working for a long time and I previously used these, you know, job sites to submit my resume, people have really old copies of my resume, and they oftentimes reach out to me by email and usually say, you know, I'm not on the market, thank you for the interest, I'll let you know if anything changes. And I've been saying that for years. Well, of course, something changed, and a handful of the people that recently reached out to me, I returned. I also talked to the person who last placed me, so I talked to a couple of those people that you know, I've had some relationship with in the past. For example, one of the guys that was sort of an internal recruiter, one of the companies that I worked for, that, you know, he obviously was part of hiring me. So he went off and started his own, you know, company. And so I've kept in touch with him just, you know, because he's a nice guy. And so I reached out to him as well. But so I've gotten some calls, and so that's pretty neat. That it feels great to be wanted with regards to what I've been doing. I always thought that as I continue to do very specialized things, that that would be more and more difficult for me to be employable. This last job had manager in my title, but I wasn't really managing people. I was managing infrastructure and systems and applications, and then also doing a lot of development inside that space. And so I've gotten today two people that had said, well, you have manager in your title. Were you really hands-on? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I don't know why manager was in my title, but it was. So I'm dealing with that, and one person says, well, your resume needs to look like a developer's resume. And I'm like, okay, well, thank you for the advice. And I took that into consideration this morning. But then another person who called, and she says, well, we have a position for you, and I want to send you, you know, I want to submit your resume to that company. And she qualified the manager, you know, wording in my previously job title. So it feels good for everyone to be rushing around wanting to employ me, and no one seemed to have any issue with salary or any of my general parameters. So this is very good, and I just wanted to share that. And the irony of this is that the podcast, we recorded the show 309 last night, which is, you know, interesting because 308 released last night. So I went and recorded it, and I brought the files in, and I said, okay, I'll get up this morning, I'll start working on editing that, and I'll put all the notes in, I'll put everything in the queue system, and then I'll be done. And it's like 2-3 hours later, and I haven't even had an opportunity to get started on it yet, which isn't a bad thing, because you know, my livelihood is important. So so one way or another, I think at least one job opportunity will come through, and there might be one or two more. And the only last bit of comment that I wanted to make is that I'm going to Google I.O. As of Monday, I'm flying out to San Francisco, and I will be in town for basically till Saturday, and that's obviously not this Saturday, next Saturday, so Monday, so the 9th through the 14th, I guess that sounds right. And so I have all that money put aside for that, so I can afford that, and I've already paid for a plane ticket and, you know, the tickets and everything, so that's good to go. So I will be in town, and I won't be able to take job interviews, at least not in person, but I told this last person I'd be happy to do a Skype interview or over the phone. If they want to do Skype video, that's fine. You know, I could do that if that was important to whoever wants to interview me. So here we go. Interesting. Very, very interesting. So we shall see what comes of it. And I think the revelation, not revelation, I knew that I was very employable. I think I have never really had difficulty finding the next job, even though I worry about it, of course. My only last transition between jobs that was long was about 4 months. And it was really because I was doing more system administration work, and I was doing development. I was doing a fair amount of development, but my background and my resume at that point wasn't concentrated specifically on development. And I just happened to have the opportunity to do a lot more of that on the job, definitely on the job, where it made a significant amount of difference in the conversation going forward. So nowadays, I'm much more relevant when it comes to development stuff. Now, of course, I have to go meet with people, and they might, you know, put me through a test. And the last kind of round, you know, I was given tests, and I passed fairly well. The first occurrence when I was still working at one company, two companies ago. I'm not sure if I mentioned the name, so I'm trying to omit it right now. Yeah, I didn't do well on that test because it was the new language I hadn't gotten to learn yet. That didn't sound right either. But nonetheless, I'm rambling, and I'm going to stop doing that. Everyone, thank you for listening, even though I see 7 minutes here. And hopefully you enjoyed something I said, and hopefully if you're trying to keep tabs on me, but there you go. There's the latest update. There's a lot going on right now, and I guess this is a point in my life, this is a milestone of change, and certainly I've been going through that, and hopefully I'll come out of it really well, and I'll share those stories as well when that happens. Okay, everyone, have a good day, and I guess I'll catch you on the flip side, and if any of you are in San Francisco, we know each other, reach out to me. You know my Twitter, if not, you know my email, and if not, you know my phone number. And reach out to me. And, you know, always up for hanging out. I'm going to be there. I have Thursday and Friday. And come in Monday. So Tuesday and Wednesday are occupied by the GUIO conference. But I have Thursday and Friday open. So let's do something. Okay. See you guys on the flip side. Bye.